Quote, "Today we pay tribute to the generations of Black legends, champions, warriors, and patriots who helped drive our country forward to greatness." So said President Donald Trump in an East Room ceremony during Black History Month. With the legendary golfer Tiger Woods at his side, Trump said in the live televised ceremony, quote, "We pay tribute to these heroes, not just because they are Black heroes, but also because they are truly American heroes who inspire all of us," unquote. Donald Trump thrilled the audience that afternoon, which applauded as he rattled off names of various Black figures to be honored in a special National Garden of American Heroes. Trump named Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Billie Holiday, Coretta Scott King, Kobe Bryant, and MLK Jr. In fact, those are just a few of the names of notable African Americans on a long list of Americans that Donald Trump wants to be represented with statues in the National Garden of Heroes. This is not a new concept by Donald Trump. He's actually resurrecting a 2020 proposal to create a Garden of Heroes that he first announced at an Independence Day celebration at Mount Rushmore in July of 2020. Donald Trump thereafter proceeded to issue several executive orders for the Garden of Heroes, including a final one on January 18th, 2021, right before he exited office for Joe Biden. Trump's idea was a great idea, I thought, but it was killed right away by the woke brigades in May 2021 when Joe Biden became president. They not only wanted not to recognize many of the figures in Trump's proposal, but to tear down memorials to them. The left was thrilled with Biden spiking Trump's executive orders. A disgustingly biased Politico news article on Biden rescinding Trump's order put the words "American heroes" in quotes, and listed as examples only baseball player Cy Young, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, and Kobe Bryant. The article named none of the extensive list of African Americans that I've noted here today in this commentary. Liberals, it turns out, can't report details like that because such truths undermine their propaganda and disinformation efforts. But the good news is this. Now the idea is back, and this time Donald Trump is pushing it at the start of his administration rather than at the end. And as I said, his list is impressive. It's also eclectic, and it's very long. In fact, if you look online to the original executive order or at Wikipedia, you can read for yourself. That said, let me give some examples. Liberals will be astonished to see that on Donald Trump's list for his Garden of Heroes are the names of a bunch of prominent left-wingers and Democrats, such as Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, Andrew Jackson, Grover Cleveland, Harry Truman, John Kennedy. By the way, I think there are more Democrat than Republican presidents on Trump's list. Trump also includes Ruth Bader Ginsburg, left-wing entertainers like Woody Guthrie and Lauren Bacall, and even religious left figures such as Dorothy Day. Now, those aside, indulge me as I share a few of my own favorites from Trump's list. Bishop Fulton Sheen, Andrew Carnegie, Betsy Ross, Frank Capra, Susan B. Anthony, Dwight Eisenhower, Todd Beamer, Krista McAuliffe, remember her, the astronaut? Irving Berlin, Johnny Cash, Whitaker Chambers, Roberto Clemente, Claire Booth Luce, Bob Hope, Lou Gehrig, Henry Ford, Dr. Seuss, Jonas Salk, Shirley Temple, Edgar Allan Poe, Billy Graham, Thomas Merton, Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Jimmy Stewart, Laura Ingalls Wilder, Alvin York, Frank Lloyd Wright, and above all, Christopher Columbus. Wait, Columbus? Well, no wonder the leftists hate Trump's list. Among the many Black Americans on the list, I'm pleased to also note Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Whitney Houston, Ray Charles, Medgar Evans, Jesse Owens, Augustus Tolton, the ex-slave who became one of America's first Black priests. And also I'm pleased to note that Amelia Earhart is on the list. I did an American Radio Journal commentary last summer about the fascinating research done by billionaire philanthropist Tim Mellon to locate Earhart's buried plane. Earhart was an incredible individual who certainly merits recognition in the Garden of Heroes. So take a look at that list online and think of anyone that you think might be included. By the way, I nominate Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, not on that list. All hail the Garden of Heroes. Kudos to Donald Trump for a great list Let's hope people take it seriously. Let the construction begin. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.